Okay, well, I'm Sierra.
I'm Lorena.
And this is K-Pop Tea.
Welcome.
Do you think we'll ever say that in unison? Today. You know what today is?
Today is the day.
Today is like the day of soloists. Where we just talk about multiple soloists. And then...
Well, for us, not for you guys.
Oh, yeah, this is spaced out in weeks. But ours is just the day. Which, I mean, I kind of like it. But then I'm also like, we could have added that in. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's true.
Today, we are going over a soloist named Jeong Si-woon. He is under Starship Entertainment. He is obviously a soloist. He debuted on August 31st, 2017. His fandom, the name is Lucky, or Hangwoon. Fans had submitted ideas, and Jeong Si-woon selected 5 options, then held a vote from April 30th to May 2nd for them to pick which ones they liked more. So the options were, these are going to be the options and the meanings. Option 1, wave, meaning Jeong Si-woon's music has reached the calm hearts of fans and caused waves to ripple.
Cute.
Hangwoon, shortened from Hangbok Haswoon, which is a phrase commonly used by Jeong Si-woon as a combination of Hangbok Haesyo, which is be happy, and his Hanbok name. Uh-huh. So, the word means lack.
Nice, I like it.
Jeong Si-woon fan club is the third option. A name that is straightforward and definite, like Jeong Si-woon's autograph. There is a period at the end, like how he would sign his autographs. The fourth one is Jeong staff, as Jeong Si-woon dreams of becoming an agency CEO. It refers to the staff of CEO Jeong. It was interesting to learn. I was like, okay. Yeah. Wants to be a CEO. The last one is Clover. As Clovers stand for happiness, it expressed the wish for everyone's happiness.
Okay.
So 5,034 fans participated in the poll, and it was close between Hangwoon and Jeong staff. On Jeong Si-woon's official Twitter, the announcement said, Jeong Si-woon's official fan club name is Hangwoon. All of you who will become the first luck for Jeong Si-woon.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that. Right?
Let's make lots of good memories together from now on. This was posted May 3rd, 2018. The official colors... our Pantone 531. It looked like a light lilac lavender purple.
Okay.
Pantone 134, which looked like a burnt yellow. And then a white silver sparkle. No Pantone for that one. Social media. He has an Instagram and Twitter account, which are both at Si-woon_J. So very simple. His albums. He has these mini albums. Part 1, Ever, released August 31st, 2017, with 6 songs in total. Part 2, After, released January 24th, 2017, 6 songs. Another, released January 23rd, 2018, 6 songs in total. Plus Minus Zero, released on March 18th, 2019, 6 songs in total. And finally, Day, released on October 2nd, 2019. The physical album comes in 2 different versions, Day In and Day Out, and it has 5 songs in total.
I like that.
Right? He has a lot of songs in just those mini albums.
I know. I saw him. I would not have thought he debuted in 2017.
Right?
Considering all those albums.
Right? It's crazy. He has a lot. He's a lot more art or music done, too. Mm-hmm. He has a digital single, When You Call My Name, released on July 2019. He also has collaborations, which was Starship Planet 2017. This is a digital single by Starship Planet and released on December 8th, 2017. The participants are K-Will, So You, Boyfriend, Monsta X, Mad Clown, Jungi Po, Hashtag Gun, Yoo Seung Woo, Brother Sue, Mind You, Duetto, Jiang Si Woon, and Lee Kwan Hyun.
Okay. Are they all under Starship?
I think so.
Okay.
If I remember right. Next are his OSTs. Walk of Love OST Part 1, There's Something Here, released in 2018. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim OST Part 2, It's You.
I love that.
Released in 2018. In 2018, his song It's You was nominated for Best OST Award at the Sorry Baba Baba Best K Music Award and had won.
Aw, cute. I love that drama. It's so good. And that song fits so well with that.
Right? I listened to it. I liked it a lot. Where Stars Land OST Part 2.
Oh, I Told You So.
It was released in 2018. Touch Your Heart OST Part 5.
Wow. I've seen good a night. Lot more than I thought.
When I saw you did so many, I was like, how many of these has she seen? A lot.
A lot.
Good Night was released in 2018. Flower Crew Jiang Seon Marriage Agency OST Part 2 You, released in 2019. Extraordinary You OST Part 2, released in 2020.
Haven't seen that one, but it's on my list.
Is it? Final album is his studio album, his first studio album. 24 Part 1, released July 14th, 2020. This physical album has two versions, 2 and 4. It has 6 songs in total. Mm. Which is the same amount as his mini albums.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot, actually.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, now for some fun facts about him. Jiang Si-woon, he's Korean. He specializes in guitar and piano. His birthday is May 31st, 1997. Yeah.
He looks older.
Yeah. He's 5'9". He trained for 2 years and 6 months. He's from Busan, South Korea. He has participated on Korean survival shows like Produce 101 Season 2. Hmm. He finished 12th in that. His nickname is Ponyo because... Oh, no. What?
He almost would have made it.
He almost would have made it, yeah. Don't worry, though. Don't worry. His nickname is Ponyo because fans find him and Ponyo to look alike. His dream is to become a CEO of an entertainment company.
That's sweet.
He participated in K-Pop Star 3.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is a survival show, which we talked about.
Yeah. That's so funny.
He is also a composer. He describes himself as a calm and composed person. He is really close friends with...
Sang-woo?
You want to guess?
Sang-woo?
Oh, no.
Who?
I really thought you were going to say
Bang-chan.
Lim Yong-min and Kim Dong-hyun. Both are members from MXM. Which I don't know that group.
I don't know them either.
Si-woon self-composed Nevermind from Ever and Close Over from After, on which are his mini albums. Mm-hmm. On March 11th, 2018, it was announced that he would debut in a group called YDPP, YDPP is/was a project group, boy group, created by Starship Entertainment and Brand New Music. The members were all previous contestants on Produce 101 Season 2. Their name stands for Youth, Dream, Passion, Purity. So I can't quite tell you much about this group because it says that they are still active, but also I found a page that says they are a 3-member group, but then in other places they say 4-member group. What? Two of the members, Lee Kwon Yoon and Lim Young Min, are former members, and the only active members are Kim Dong Hyun and Jeong Si Woon.
Hmm. Interesting.
Right?
That's really weird.
It's like, are they still a group?
But have they released music?
Yes.
Oh, they have. Okay.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
So are they still a group? Are they not? It seems like maybe it was for just that.
Maybe it was a temporary group.
Maybe.
Hmm.
They had released one single, and it is assumed that they were only a project group for that one single.
Okay.
In 2018, they were nominated for the Rising Hot Star Award at the Soribada Best K Music Award, and they had won.
After releasing one song?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool and confusing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, pre-debut. Young's first public appearance was in 2013 when he was a contestant in the 3rd season of...
K-Pop Star.
I wrote down here. This is what I wrote. Young's first public appearance was in 2013 when he was a contestant in the 3rd season of 2013.
It's funny. It's okay.
What the heck? Okay. Yeah, of K-Pop Star. The 3rd season of K-Pop Star. He had passed the first round of auditions with a performance of his original song titled Mom, Wait a Minute. One of the judges for this was Park Jin Young, JYP.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And JYP praised the musical form of the song and likened him to Akdong musician, A-K-M-U, which is a South Korean sibling duo consisting of Lee Chang-hyuk and Lee Soo-hyun. They had debuted under YG Entertainment, right?
Why do we have so many connections with the ones that we choose? It's weird.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
They debuted April 2014 for YG Entertainment. But when you had said that in your last one, I was like, wait, I know that name.
That's so weird.
Huh. Akmu.
Mm-hmm. I say Akmu. I don't know if it's AKMU.
I have no idea. Akmu sounds good. AKMU sounds safe.
Whatever.
It's something. We're trying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were the winners of the 2nd season of K-Pop Stars. Starting from the 3rd round, he competed as a duo with contestant Kim Ah-hyun. The duo reached the final rounds, but was eliminated during the first round of live performances. Then, after just 3 months after the show, Jung signed with Starship Entertainment. In 2017, he was a representative of Starship Entertainment in Produce 101 Season 2 with fellow trainee Lee Kwon-hyun. He had become part of the top 20, but was eliminated during the final, and he ranked 12th overall with 769,859 votes. It was after the show on August 1st, it was reported that he would be starting his solo career. His debut with EVER, his first mini album, it peaked at number 2 on the Gaon chart after selling 23,438 copies in its first week.
Oh my god.
People were pumped for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really rare for an idol to debut as a soloist before being in a group. Like, I thought Chungha was a special case, but him even more so, for sure.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to have a following right off the bat if you've never been exposed in any other way, you know? Which mm-hmm. makes sense from a business point of view.
Yeah. The first album has two versions, Plus Go and Plus Green. Both the versions contain 6 songs, which include his original composition, Miracle, and Nevermind. And the title track, Just You, peaked at number 8 and was digitally downloaded more than 59,790 times in the first week of sales.
Oh my gosh.
So it was reported that part 2 after his second mini album would be released after the promotions for part 1 ever had ended. His summer comeback with part 1, 24, in his first studio album, and if Future Follows the Past, then part 2 could possibly be released right after the promotions for part 1. He hasn't just appeared on K-Pop Star 3 and Produce 101 Season 2. He was also in It's Dangerous Beyond the Sheets in 2018, Begin Again 2 in 2018, Idol Social Dining in 2019, and Immortal Song in 2020.
Okay. Sejong has been on Immortal Song too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Weird.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. These guys have weird connections.
They do.
Hmm. Okay. First win.
Oh, he does have a win?
He does have a win.
Oh, that's so sweet. I didn't know.
All right. Finally, someone has a win on this.
I know.
For this day.
Well, Sejong got a win.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, she won for Plant 2, and I totally forgot to say that. Oh, no.
You say it now and I'll edit it in.
Okay.
Actually, wait.
I don't know the date of when she won, though.
Okay, at the end we'll do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Jeong Si-woon got his first win on the show with his song, When It Rains. When the MC announced he won first place, Jeong Si-woon confusedly confided, I really couldn't expect this. And he also expressed, actually, I started this career simply because I really love music, but I have received so much love and interest, so I feel extremely grateful in the future. In order to deliver good songs to you guys, I will continue to diligently make my own music without paying much attention to the rankings. Thank you so much. I don't know what else to say, but I'm truly grateful to everyone.
That is so sweet.
He's so sweet. He was consistently bowing and sending thanks to the audience while he was performing the encore stage. He also stated, I will become a singer who gets more and more mature.
And you can see that.
Yeah.
From my point of view, he's always been mature.
He really has. Looking at where he started and where he's at now, he's like that. He is that calm and like
he has that person. More grown up vibe.
Yeah.
Sejong does too.
She does.
Yeah. Interesting.
They'd work well together. I think if they ever collaborated, that'd be a nice, peaceful dream. Nice. Like, calm.
And then we can say that we predicted it
by recording
it in the same day.
See?
There you go.
So, this is just my own feelings towards this. He definitely deserved the win. And, like, because he's extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really love his vocals. But he also had one against 1S during their Lit performance.
Ooh.
And, like, I really want 1S to get a win. I'm both happy and sad that... I'm happy that Jiang Siwoon got a win, but I'm sad that Wonus didn't get a win.
Lit was such a good song.
Lit was so good. But
it'll happen.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
I still have my fingers crossed, and I'm still so very happy for Jiang Siwoon. So, scandals. This isn't really a scandal, but Jiang Siwoon kind of had his privacy invaded. So, Starship Entertainment had to ask fans to respect Jiang Siwoon's privacy. It was after they announced Jiang Siwoon's solo debut that he was gaining massive popularity from being so close to being in 101, that fans were so ecstatic that Starship Entertainment had to release an official statement asking that fans respect Jiang Siwoon's privacy. This is what the full statement says. Hello. This is Starship Entertainment. First, we'd like to thank everyone for always supporting Jiang Siwoon. Recently, Jiang Siwoon's privacy has been invaded, and we'd like to make a request. We ask that fans refrain from visiting the Starship Agency, housing, or any other place where our artists' privacy could be disrespected. And we also ask that you consider the fact that staying around the agency for long periods of time not only affects Jiang Siwoon, but third parties in the area as well. Fans' letters and presents can be sent via mail or support that has been officially approved by the agency. It is not possible for fans to personally give gifts to Jiang Siwoon. In the event that these requests are not followed, the offending parties will be restricted from attending events open to fans. That includes television broadcasts, fan signing events, etc. And Starship will not be held responsible for any issues brought about as a result of not complying with the requests outlined above. We ask for the cooperation of all Jiang Siwoon's fans. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Right? Also, while we are talking about Jiang Siwoon and Starship Entertainment, Gravity is coming out with a comeback.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It should be out by the... Before?
Probably before this one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably... I think it's in two and a half weeks that they're coming back. The 24th or something like that.
Let me look at the...
I'm pretty sure that's what I saw on the...
Yeah. Monday... August 24th is when their comeback will be. So that's going to be after this episode is released.
Okay, gotcha.
Should we go to... That's all the information I had. I couldn't find any, like, sales and what he's up to.
That's the hardest thing to find, I think. I don't know how some people find that, but...
I have no idea.
Who knows?
And then, like, kind of what he's up to right now is... He's promoting part 124. And I have a feeling that once part 1 promotions are done, he's going to release part 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it seems like he's composing his own music,
right? Yeah, he does
right?
his own music.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like he wouldn't release a part 1 unless he already had part 2 planned. Mm-hmm. So
which he did on the mini albums.
So... I'm sure he likes to work fast like that. Mm-hmm. It seems like it anyway, since he has so much music.
He has so much music.
Yeah.
It's kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm. That's really sweet. His songs are really nice.
I wasn't expecting
to like him that much, but yeah. He has a really nice voice. I like him a lot.
I love his voice. Mm-hmm. He's a very calm voice. Just everything about him is so calm.
Mm-hmm.
That...
Yeah, that's true.
Favorites?
Favorites?
Songs? You go first. Why don't you go first?
Fine, I can go first. Okay. So my favorite song by Jiang Siwoon is When You Call My Name. Is that your favorite song too?
It's not, but I love that song.
It's such a good song. It's about how this special person brought you back from this cold place despite the fact that you pushed them away. To me, it feels like when he says, when you call my name, it means that as long as you show me that you still care about me, despite the fact that I haven't been myself, then I can come back. So don't give up on me, basically, is what I got from the song.
Cute. You know? Sweet.
I really love that song. That one made me cry, too. That one made me cry.
Wow!
It's so cute. My favorite lyric is, as long as you love me, as long as you miss me, I want to look at the same place, put on a smile together, and with good thoughts, call out your name. It's just sweet, like mm-hmm. a sweet reversal, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like, as long as you show me that you care, then I want to move forward with this relationship and then show you that I care about you too, you know? Mm-hmm. It's sweet. I really like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's really cute. I just love him. Mm-hmm. Okay. My favorite song, and then I'll say my favorite lyric since you did that too. My favorite song is Say Yes.
Okay.
Because it's just such an upbeat song. This song was what made me want to, like, talk about him and dive into his music. His vocals are so smooth, and I don't know, kind of, he has this warm feeling when listening, and he is almost effortlessly singing in, like, those beautiful tones. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't feel like he's trying too hard to, like, hit those notes. It's just coming, like, flowing and just so natural to him. He always has such a relaxed vibe. I feel like Say Yes is the song that people don't know what they want to do or feel defeated by what is around them. For instance, you start with one major in school but feel like it's not for you, so you can either stick it out or change it, and then you, like, when you say, oh, it's not for me, some people will give you crap for, like, changing your major, or, like, they'll try to tell you what to do, and
you have, like, to try something to see whether it fits with you or not.
That's the whole point, is, like, try and find what you want.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's not for you, then it's not for you, you know? You can't let other people make your decisions for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this lyric in the song, I follow my heart, even if it might be wrong, I don't mind. At times I'm alone and lonely, but I'm here being true to who I am.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people who go through hard times like that could listen to that and, like,
yeah, that's true. You are your first priority.
Yeah.
You should be your first priority. Yeah. So, yeah. It doesn't really matter what
others think, what others say. Just do what you want. Just do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite lyrics. It's in Love and Fall.
I love that song. That's my second favorite song.
Right? Mm-hmm. I love that song so much.
It's so cute.
So the lyric is, I just want to be your heart. I can feel it when I hold your cold hand, our temperature difference. I just want to stay with you. I can't feel alone. I will hug you. Maybe I fall in love, love, love. My head is full of you. Fall in love in fall. Love, love. I want to stay in the season of you.
That's sweet.
I first started to really like this song because I have extremely cold hands. Like, we know this.
I immediately thought of that.
Right? My, at the temp station, when I have to take people's hands when, like, no one's coming in because I get in at 5 a.m., I'll sit there, wait for my hands to feel extremely cold, and start taking the temp. From my fingertips down to my palm, low, it won't read. And then I play around, move it up and down my palm. The lowest I've gotten is 89.7.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then Tyler has this temperature temperature screening thing, and it's a relevant temperature of the area around, and it can show you cold and hot and whatever. Mm-hmm. My fingertips down to my knuckles, blue.
Oh my god. Blue,
and then purple, and then it starts lightening up as it gets to my wrist.
That's so interesting.
I think I might have, I don't know. I need to go to a doctor and have her look at it. But Tyler thinks I have Raynaud's disease. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I go on walks, if too much, I don't know what it is, but when they heat up and get really warm, they start to swell and I can't bend them fully. And then they start to tingle. It hurts. Yeah. And I have to shake them out. So I have to wait for them to go back to being cold. But when I, when I'm not moving and it's cold, they go blue and purple. They feel pretty warm. I'm a normal human color. But you can really tell my, discoloration when I'm sitting still.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they go white.
Interesting. You should talk to your doctor.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. But that's why I like it, because at least someone wants to hold hands with a cold person.
Oh, man.
Favorite music videos?
I'm not gonna lie, I did not have time to watch them all.
Yeah?
But I like Just You.
I like Just You a lot.
And one of the members of IZONE is in it. Mm-hmm. Cannot remember her name, but... Yeah, I think that I like the sets and how there's different. It's a bunch of different kinds of music videos in one. You know, you see that portion, which is kind of Itzy's Icy. That's that comic book kind of.
Itzy's having a comeback.
Yep.
Dang.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I like that, the different settings. Mm-hmm. I really like 20-something. It's so relaxed. The song itself is very relaxing and telling you to take your time. Everyone thinks that you should have your life figured out in your 20s, and that if you don't, then you're wasting time. His lyric, "Who cares if it's not what was expected?" I know. I like that I don't know what tomorrow will be like. What are you thinking about right now? What's so complicated? No matter what anyone says, 20-something, I'm 20-something. Don't wait for me, I'm the one who is going.
I like that a lot.
Right? I know we've had discussions about how people expect you to have things figured out 21.
No, what the fuck?
I just hit 20. And
it's you're over here telling me that I'm a minor until I'm 18 years old, mm-hmm. and then you want me to have everything figured out within, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No.
It's really... It's so frustrating. Hard. Yeah.
And fucking dumb, because think about how long your life could be, mm-hmm. if you're healthy and you take care of yourself. You're supposed to have everything figured out by fucking 20? How...
When you were treated as a kid and
until for, just like a two few years. Years ago?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And figure things out whenever it's time for you to figure things out. There are moments in your life when you have epiphanies, for sure, and you're like, I want to do this, I want to do that, or this is what I believe and this is mm-hmm. what I don't believe, you mm-hmm. know? It happens naturally. You learn it through experiences, through time. Mm-hmm. It's different for everyone, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how quickly people want things figured out. I really like the calm piano scene, where it's a wide open water area, and he just is playing the piano. Beautiful. Breathtaking. It's such a beautiful scene. He has another lyric in the song, and it goes, "It's the perfect day to get up again." He is so optimistic. Mm-hmm. I just love how optimistic he is. I would consider myself an optimistic person.
I think so too.
Like, just sometimes when things get really bad, it's so easy to get lost in that spiral and like get down on yourself or get down on others. But I always like to think that there is going to be good to come out of every situation.
Even if it's just a small silver lining, yeah, it's still something, right?
Yeah. And it's, if you at least have that where you can see it and you're like, that's the good, that's the goal, like that is where I want to go, even with such bad things happening, it just, I feel like it's pretty good to be optimistic and try to make other people happy when they're like upset or sad or like stressed. If you can go to someone, turn it around for them, and then have them just be more happy and then affect other people around them, you can at least spread that like happy virus, happy bug, happy like whatever, to just make it through the day.
Yeah,
make it through a rough work day, a rough family life, a rough love life.
Yeah,
there is good to come out of most things, and you just kind of have to try to choose to see it or
think that the world gave up on you, basically.
Yeah. What do you think? Are you optimistic, pessimistic, or?
I think I'm optimistic, for sure.
I think you're pretty optimistic.
I don't let too much get me down.
No.
To be honest.
You're pretty good at not.
It's the little things, you know. Even if you're sad, go watch the show you like.
Yeah.
Go listen to the song you like. Go eat the food that you like. Sometimes, maybe it's not a good food. Sometimes you deserve it, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you need it.
There's always treating yourself.
Yeah.
People are really hard on themselves.
Yeah.
And sure. I know I'm no exception to being hard on myself.
Same.
Sometimes, honestly, when I'm hard on myself, I'm like, this sucks. I could go for a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
I'll eat a Pop-Tart, and I'm like, oof, my stomach, but also, I feel better because I ate something that I really enjoy. I don't eat it all the time, but it's just had a rough day, just want to lay down, relax, eat something.
Yeah.
Pop tart.
Yeah, it's good to be optimistic for sure.
Do you have another music video or dance? Oh, right, you didn't watch all of them.
I didn't watch all of them.
Dance?
Does he have a dance?
Yeah. He dances.
I didn't see any.
Really?
Yeah. Oh no, I don't have a favorite dance. Oh no, I just looked up Jung Se-woon music video. Oh no, wait, I want to see one.
Okay.
Which one's your favorite?
I can't believe you didn't know he was a dancer.
I can't believe I didn't know that either, and I'm ashamed.
I guess I didn't.
Why did I not see that? Maybe it's because I was watching them last night really late and I was definitely falling asleep.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, my favorite dance is Love and Fall.
Mine is too. It's so good.
It's so good. He's so satisfying too.
So satisfying.
That like,
the small hand movements always impress me, because I have no idea how people
that, like,
do that.
Arm wave and hooked and
the shadow thing.
Yeah, the shadow thing. Loved that.
At first I was like, why is that guy in fetal position?
Me too! I was like, did he die? Did he get sad? Is this what? But then when Jung moved down, I was like, oh, it's the shadow. Because remember Lee Do and Raven did that in their Road to Kingdom? That was good.
Yeah.
I really like when they use that, like, shadows like that and people like that.
It's really cool.
He moves his feet so quickly. And it, like, it's very natural. He's really good
at
dancing.
He's a really good dancer. I would not have expected that, honestly.
Love and Fall is a real close second to my favorite song, too.
Yeah.
I just love that song.
Really good. I love it.
I also really enjoy Lala. That's another great dance, and he has a freaking guitar stick, like, mm-hmm. Not guitar stick, drumsticks. Mm-hmm. He's just playing the backup dancer.
That looks fun. That sounds fun.
It's so cool. I like it a lot. And he's just, he's not forcing any movements when he dances. Mm-hmm. And I like him a lot. I think he's very talented.
He is really talented. For sure.
I don't know why he didn't make it into 101.
I'm so confused by it now that I see how he dances and sings.
Sings, like, yeah.
What more do you want in an idol? What?
I don't know. He's 5'9". So he's tall.
Exactly. He's handsome.
He's handsome.
People just didn't vote,
I guess. Can play the piano and the guitar. He composes his own song.
The fuck?
He wants to be a CEO.
Come on.
He's freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. Are you excited for Seungwoo's solo album to come out?
Yeah. What the heck? What kind of a question is that?
We just didn't talk about it. I sent the photo. But we've talked about everyone else's... We've talked about everyone else's comeback.
It's true. Blackpink. I want to go see them live again.
I know.
Be closer.
I hope they come back.
I know.
You know, I tried.
No, I know.
And this is what I get. No, shut up. No, being closer would be so nice.
Yeah.
Their album's going to come out. They have another single coming out on...
The 28th.
Featuring an unknown artist who you think is G-Dragon.
I think it's G-Dragon.
You think it's G-Dragon.
I think it's G-Dragon, and that way they're gonna ease in G-Dragon into, like, releasing music again since he hasn't released anything since he came back from the military, you know? Mm-hmm. And then after that, he's gonna start promoting his own stuff. Mm. That's just me.
That's just you. What if it was me? No.
That would be cute.
Or Yuni.
I feel like Yoon and Blackpink style doesn't really... I don't know. He's part of Winner, obviously, and they have pop songs, but I feel like Yoon's solo style doesn't line up with more of the, like, trap kind of power songs that Blackpink does. But Mino's would. Mino's would. For sure. Who knows? I'm really interested. It could be an American artist.
It could be. I saw some things going around that it's Ariana Grande.
Really?
Uh-huh. Hmm. I didn't look too much into it because I was like, I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait too.
Because I want to know.
Okay. That was a nice episode.
Right? Mm-hmm. I like that episode. We're getting better at these.
Somewhat.
Well, I can tell you where to listen to K-pop tea. Do you want to know?
I guess I'll listen.
You guess? You don't even listen.
No, I don't. I zoom out.
It's on Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Robo, Radio Public, Pocket Cast.
RoboBot.
What? We also have Instagram, which the Instagram is at kpoptea101. We have a Gmail, which you can email us stories, requests, recommendations, corrections if you really want to be that person. What else?
The website.
Oh, I meant what else for the email.
Oh, what else for the email?
Yeah.
Questions?
Okay. Because the email is kpoptea101@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can tell short stories of the first K-pop concert you went to, how you got into K-pop.
You can ask questions about us, I guess, if you really want to.
If you really want to, but, like, we can say no to answering them.
Yeah, it depends on the question.
not that we're not just telling stories already and, like, yeah. telling personal things about ourselves.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unprovoked. Unwanted.
Oh, boy.
I think the last few episodes have been within the 1 hour and 45-minute range.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been more organized
this time
around, I think.
Website, Lorana, tell us the website.
It's lagil.wixsite.com/kpoptea. Or you can go on the YouTube channel that does not have that many videos yet, but it might someday.
It might.
It might someday. I haven't had time, okay? But I have time to watch drama.
You know, priorities, and you do what you want.
I always prioritize TV, not gonna lie. I watch way too much TV.
It's relaxing. I can see why.
And I don't feel like I watch dumb shit, you know.
Yeah. So. You don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Oh, God, no. The only reality I watch is HGTV. And 90 Day Fiancé.
I've been told to watch that. Is it good?
I think the first few seasons are good.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I really liked Heart Signal.
Heart Signal.
That's a good one. Good,
yeah.
Korean reality TV.
Busted is kind of reality.
Is it?
It's kind of variety. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. That's part of the reason why I want to do an escape room so much, because the puzzles that they do reminds me of the escape room puzzles.
We will do an escape room soon, I promise.
I know.
We had a full day planned for Kristen.
I know.
But
We'll do one.
We will. When's Corona?
Why don't we have more friends?
What do you mean?
Some of them are like 5 people minimum, and I don't want to be with strangers.
Oh. We can invite some people.
True.
You, me, Kristen, Hebe, her boyfriend Oz, or
Chris.
You, me, Chris, Kristen, can bring Jared along.
How about we leave you out of this?
Do you want Jared too?
Jared can come. Cool. It's you that's really the party pooper.
Okay, how about this? You, Jared, Kristen, Chris, you know what? Take Alex.
Shut up.
You guys can go. I'll just go hang out with the cats.
See, it sounds good. It sounds fun for you, too. Best of both worlds.
Fine. Fine. I'm sure Kristen and Jared would agree. And Alex. Chris, I don't know very well, but, like... We'll find out.
No. Okay, let's
end. Kristen, please talk sense into Lorena.
She's gonna say that I don't need sense talked into me, okay?
Right. Okay. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.